Well, we are well into Lent now for a week and a half, and I've been thinking, I was trying to remember which Lent this would be. If I start with grade school, it would be about my 73rd Lent, and I'm thinking, well, what years that have gone by? And I read, in reference to another reading the other day, I read this short story from Father Link. It's a true story that was reported in the Newsweek magazine some time back, and they carried a photo of three boys kneeling in a church pew. The story went on to say that the boys' parents were killed when a bomb exploded in a plane over Colorado, killing 41 passengers. The children of St. Gabriel's, where the boys attended school, asked if they could hold a prayer service for the boys' parents. The oldest boy said it would be okay, and then he added this, could we also pray for the man who killed my parents? That made me stop in my tracks and think, what a wonderful attitude. And sometimes we have to listen to a child to get a message. And then I thought, how do we listen? This child listened to what the other children wanted to do. He was listening to his own heart, and he thought, let's also pray for the man that did the shooting. And I think about that and all that I read. I don't watch television, but I have kept up in the papers about what happened at MSU and the killing of those three young people and the others wounded. But nobody ever says anything much about the shooter except his background, but he is a fourth victim. He too died in that whole scene. And it makes me think, on the way down today, more on the radio, there was more about this situation of our mental health and the need to pay more attention to mental health services, to reduce the stigma and all of that. And then they mentioned again, in all the shootings that are happening, so many happen through somebody who is suffering in a mental state. So as I think about this and I'm thinking about listening, we hear in the gospel, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So my question to myself is, how much am I listening to God now, this year? So often we enter Lent and we think, well, we're going to do this and do that and do many things, and we get into the first week or second week and we say, how much have I done? And we wonder, will I be faithful to this to the end of the season? And then what happens after the season? My favorite reading for the Lenten series is from the Isaiah, the prophet, chapter 58. And he says, "Lo, on your fast days you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, you fast. Your fast ends in quarrels and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting that I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord?" This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free those who are oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and those who are homeless, clothing those who are naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. That's the fast that God is asking of us. If you do that, then your light shall break forth like the dawn. You'll see a difference in your life and in your own heart, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." I think so often we forget it's a season we go through, and then we resume our, quote, normal life again. But the season of Lent, and I'm thinking of this for myself, calls for an interior change, a conversion of heart. The scripture says, "Rend your heart, not your garment." So the ashes are a symbol that we got a week and a half ago. And if we can't reach into ourselves and find a way to make that conversion interior and to listen, fast and pray and give alms, praying, if we listen to what God is saying, "This is my beloved Son, I'm well pleased with him," listen to him, then we might begin to recognize that our call for Lent is not to say, "God, hear me." I mean, we want God to listen to us, and it says here, "He will hear you." But do we think our prayer is more about asking God to listen than it is for us to listen to God? That's the ultimate happening, the ultimate experience of prayer, is once we say what we want to say, then listen to God. "Listen to my Son, in whom I am well pleased." So as we continue our journey in Lent, let's give attention to what we decided to do, but then go a little further and deeper and say, how is that changing me for the good, for this year and for beyond? How is my heart turning more to the Lord? And how is my conversion going to bring me to the needs that are around me, the needs we have to pray for, the people we have to respond to? Is it changing me?